Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's Morning Edition. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Now that Iowa voters have weighed in, the focus of the Republican presidential nomination turns to New Hampshire. Their first-in-the-nation primary may be an opportunity for Nikki Haley. Polls show she has a chance to pull off an upset victory over frontrunner Donald Trump. As WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, Haley is counting on moderate Republicans, independents, and even some Democrats to give her a boost in the Granite State.
Voters like Marie Mulroy of Manchester might represent the key to a Haley victory, or at least a strong showing in next week's primary. She's an unenrolled voter, a so-called independent, who fervently opposes Donald Trump.
He doesn't have a moral compass. I don't understand how anybody could vote for him.
Mulroy usually votes Democratic and voted for Joe Biden in 2020. But she's so concerned that Trump could win the nomination and return to the White House that she plans to pull a Republican ballot next week to vote against him. She was torn between Chris Christie, who suspended his campaign last week, and Nikki Haley. So now she's all in for Haley.
She has some of what he has, but she also has the ability to get elected to beat Trump. And the primary goal is not to ever let Trump back in office again, to be honest.
Let's just kick it off with Nikki Haley. There we go.
That's New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu, who has endorsed Haley and has been cheering her on at the many town halls she's been holding across New Hampshire for the past 11 months. Here's Haley speaking recently in Hooksett.
We have a country to save, and this is what I will tell you. If you like what I had to say today, go tell 10 people, because we can do this. I trust you. I trust Granite Staters to get this right.
In contrast to Trump's divisiveness, Haley strikes a more moderate tone that appeals to many of New Hampshire's independents who make up the state's largest block of voters. Sununu says those voters are a big reason he believes Haley can beat Trump in the primary.
He's got a ceiling. People are just tired of the chaos, right? And when you look at the fact that well over 50% of the Republican core base voter wants someone else, the fact that in New Hampshire you're going to have independents that come out, I believe, in record numbers. Believe me, I've been in this game long enough to know that political momentum is real.
I think that we're going to be surprised, and I'm not going to underestimate her, and I don't think that anyone else should.
This is Kim Rice, a former New Hampshire state rep and a co-chair of Haley's campaign. She agrees with Sununu that Haley can catch Trump with the support of those independents.
And even some Democrats. I, for one, know that my daughter switched her party affiliation to vote for Nikki in the primary.
Her daughter is not alone. New Hampshire Secretary of State says more than 4,000 New Hampshire Democrats switched their party affiliation to undeclared or Republican ahead of next week's primary. That could help Haley, who's within striking distance of Trump, according to recent polls. Robert Schwartz is the co-founder of Primary Pivot, a super PAC that's urging voters from the political center and the center left to vote for Haley in the primary as part of an effort to stop Trump.
We believe he's an existential threat to democracy. And given that if Trump were to romp in both Iowa and New Hampshire, the nomination would be effectively over, we decided to focus on New Hampshire.
Schwartz says Trump is unfit for office because he continues to repeat the big lie that the 2020 election was stolen and because he incited the January 6th attack on the Capitol. So he's urging Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents who plan to vote for President Biden in November to support Haley in the primary. But Kathy Sullivan says there's a better way to beat Trump.
Nikki Haley is not the person to stop Donald Trump. The only person who's going to be able to stop Donald Trump is Joe Biden in the November election.
Sullivan is the former chair of the New Hampshire Democratic Party who's leading a write-in campaign for Biden. The president won't be on the primary ballot next week because the Democratic National Committee, at Biden's behest, picks South Carolina to vote first. Sullivan says even if Haley wins in New Hampshire, Trump holds big leads in scores of states that follow, including Haley's home state of South Carolina. So she believes Trump will be the Republican nominee, and Democrats need to get behind Biden now.
If you want to beat Donald Trump in November, the best thing you can do is write in Joe Biden on the primary ballot to give Joe Biden a boost of energy and momentum going forward into the campaign.
It makes no sense, according to Sullivan, for Democrats to vote for Haley, a staunch conservative who signed some of the most restrictive abortion measures ever passed in South Carolina, and who has refused to rule out becoming Trump's running mate. When Haley talks about Trump, she picks her words carefully, saying that he was the right president at the right time, but then says chaos follows him. In her last debate with Ron DeSantis, she was a little more direct in her criticism of Trump.
That election, Trump lost it. Biden won that election. I think what happened on January 6th was a terrible day, and I think President Trump will have to answer for it.
The New Hampshire primary has a long history of delivering surprises, and next week could be another. But even if Haley beats Trump and bruises the former president, it probably won't be a knockout. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.